Right back here, Sharp Passes Gallery. I'm Ann Eller. How you doing this morning? Kind of chilly out there, but I tell you what, the grass is really beginning to grow out there. It does beginning to feel like spring, even though we've had this little cold snap. It's going to warm back up. And one of the things you want is for the community to look beautiful. And that's why we have Toni Abel on the air with us. She, of course, is in charge of Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods, and she's got some events coming up. And she wants you to vote, too. So how you doing today, Toni?
I am very well on this wonderfully chilly spring morning. How are you?
I'm good. Well, it's just looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend out there. And you've got some projects that are going to be happening. One of them is this great program. And this time I am participating, Toni, because I have some computers and this type of thing I need to get rid of. You've got the Shred and E-Waste event coming up.
That is correct, and we do. Again, backed by popular demand or our biannual or semiannual event, I guess you would call it. We have Shred Days in April and October, and coming up on Saturday, April the 26th, is our Spring Shred event at the Lowe's parking lot from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., where individuals can bring all of their personal documents for a free paper shredding, along with our e-waste recycling event. So you can bring anything that you personally or two people can carry. We cannot take refrigerators, washers, dryers, and things that are super, super heavy.
That's right. So, and of course, South Carolina has passed legislation that requires residents to recycle desktop, laptop, notebook, and tablet computers. So this is a really good way to do this.
It is. We are always so very fortunate that the Greenwood community does come out to bring us all their old electronic waste. And a lot of people don't know those old dinosaur televisions, the ones that were back in those cabinets that weigh hundreds of pounds, those can no longer be set beside the curbside for pickup. You have to take them to either a recycling event or a convenience center.
So this will be a great opportunity, and it's not this Saturday, it's the following Saturday.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct, Saturday, April the 26th.
Now, when it comes to your cell phones, though, you guys get a bonus here for getting some of those old cell phones, correct?
We do. We actually partner with one of our local cell phone providers, and we are able to get those either recycled, and if they are able to be recycled, Keep Greenwood County Beautiful does receive a little bit of monetary funds back. But better yet, if they are not able to be recycled, or if they're in really good condition and still can be used, those are then reprogrammed to go out throughout the state and possibly the country to domestic violence shelters. So that women or men who are in a domestic violence situation can have a cell phone in order to contact emergency services.
That's right. So, and they completely wipe them free. There's none of
your information. Yes, ma'am, they do.
Yeah. So this is an excellent, excellent opportunity. I think every year, doesn't it grow bigger and bigger?
It does. You know, it kind of wanes and varies from one year to the other a little bit for the e-waste recycling event. However, our shred event, where we can recycle all your personal old documents, and we also have a few businesses that come out and they clean out their closets as well. It was, I think, at our last recycling event, we actually filled up two trucks of paper, and that's a lot of paper that's shredded.
And then they take and recycle it, and it gets reused, correct?
And that is correct.
So we certainly are helping the environment here by not just throwing it away.
Exactly. And, Ann, I want to also talk about a little bit of a bonus that we have this year. We're calling it our Got Litter, See Litter, Hate Litter program.
Okay.
Where Keep Greenwood County Beautiful, along with some great people from the Greenwood County Planning Department, we are going to be giving away free, get that, free litter cleanup supplies.
Wow.
Where else can you go out and get some free trash bags and pickup sticks and hand sanitizers to go around and pick up some of our trashy roads that we have here in Greenwood County?
Oh, come on, Toni. We don't have trashy roads, do we?
You know, I hate to say it like that, but, you know, it has become more increasingly aware throughout our community about the amount of litter that we have on our roadsides, and we at Keep Greenwood County Beautiful, along with Greenwood County, and the Sheriff's Department, the Sheriff's Office, we have become increasingly more aware of the way our roadsides are looking. We are very fortunate here coming up in the next several months. We're going to have close to 200,000 tourists come to Greenwood.
Yep.
So we're calling it kind of our tourists are coming. And we really need to clean up before those great, wonderful tourist events and the economic impact that they have on our community happen.
Sure. Oh, exactly. And, you know, I've noticed it seems like there is more trash out there. Now, I think one of the things I was reading about this is you'll even be able to tell people some of the roads that really need some extra TLC.
Yes, ma'am, we do. We have a great list that was provided to us, and we're going to be trying to send folks out to pick up those specific areas. We have got just some wonderful events. We have the Self-Regional Healthcare Foundation's Women Health Charities Classic in May.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, is followed in June by the South Carolina Festival of Flowers. And then finally in July, we have the South Carolina Festival of Discovery, and we have so many tourists coming to our community. And with a name like Greenwood, we really want to have our community green and clean for all of those tourists.
That's right. So you'll be handing out these supplies, and then people can find out the places that could really use some help.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is correct.
Well, that sounds great. Now, that's all next Saturday, Shred and E-Waste event.
Right.
Now,
that is Saturday, April the 26th.
Now, just for the record, in the past, you have done the pills and medicines. You're not doing that one this time.
No, we at Keep Greenwood County Beautiful are not coordinating that with the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office. However, they are picking up that pill drop event and really rolling with it. The actual address for the pill drop, which will take place on the same day as our Shred and E-Waste event, we'll be at the Imaging Center at 102 Academy Street, which is right next to McDonald's. So what you can do is you can come by our Shred and E-Waste event and pick up your free litter pickup supplies and then take all of your old prescription medication and over-the-counter medication to the pill drop that is being sponsored by the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office along with Self-Regional Healthcare there at the Imaging Center. I do want to remind your listeners that they are unable to take needles and or liquids.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. So that's a really, really, really good thing to do. So that takes care of, that's coming up next Saturday.
Saturday, April the 26th.
Right, next a week from Saturday, the 26th. That'll be going on. Now, just let me ask you, we all had your big cleanup out at the lake. How did that go?
That, of course, was as successful as it has been in the past. If you just give me a moment, I can pull up some reports and let you know, because I hate saying things off the top of my head and getting statistics and numbers incorrect, because I know somebody out there will call me out on it. That's always kind of a little bit challenging when it comes to reporting things about it. But it was a great event. We had numerous, numerous sponsors that really helped out with the event this year. We also had some great groups that came out for the cleanup event, which was really, really nice. We love our groups that participate, and it looks like we had approximately about 200 volunteers that participated in the lake cleanup event that was that we held on March the 8th.
Right.
We were able to clean up Lake Greenwood in the tune of removing, I would say, about 5,300 pounds of trash, litter, debris, and yucky stuff from our lake.
How many tires? Any idea, Tony?
We had, of course, I hadn't pulled up that spreadsheet yet.
Well, I'm always amazed about the tire thing.
Well, and the tires, it's kind of a touchy issue. You know, we have a lot of anglers out there that love to catfish, and that is just a great thing that they are able to do that. However, they use tires to actually attract the catfish. The catfish can have nice nests and beds to sleep at night. However, the tires do leak toxins back into our lake, which is very damaging environmentally. And we actually collected 65 tires out of Lake Greenwood, which was approximately 1,560 pounds worth of tires.
Wow.
There are some more environmentally friendly ways to attract those wonderful catfish, but unfortunately I'm not educated in that because I don't eat catfish.
All right. Well, there you go. But, you know, that was another good event. And, you know, Tony, you really are to be commended for all the efforts that you put forward to make Greenwood more beautiful, to help with healthy neighborhoods. And, you know, now you got the gardens, and it looks like the gardens are just popping up everywhere.
We are. Community gardening and just gardening in general has really hit a high point, not only in Greenwood, the state of South Carolina, and our country, because people really are becoming more aware of where their local fresh produce comes from. And of course, with our obesity epidemic that we have, not just in South Carolina, not just in Greenwood, but all across the country, people are also becoming more aware of the health benefits of eating fresh produce. We have approximately 21 neighborhood-based community gardens, and those neighborhood-based community gardens over the last 5 years, they have donated over 12,000 pounds of produce to our local food banks and emergency service organizations over the past summers.
Wow.
So we're so proud of our community gardening program, and now that you brought it up, I'm going to go ahead and talk about our wonderful opportunity with our Troy Built grant. Keep Greenwood County Beautiful was one of five national finalists in the running to receive a $12,000 cash grant plus up to $2,000 in Troy Built lawn care products or community gardening products for our gardens. However, as with all grant funds, there comes a hitch. This is actually an online voting contest. We ask every single Greenwoodian to go to takingroot.troybuilt.com. It will ask you to log into Facebook, and then from there you can find Keep Greenwood County Beautiful and vote for our project every single day from now up until May 25th, midnight.
So you can vote over and over and over again.
Yes, ma'am. You can only vote one time per day.
Right.
However, we do ask everyone, and I know everyone is not on Facebook.
Right.
And that's okay, too, but I bet you have friends, family members, along with children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and coworkers that definitely do vote, you know, that definitely do participate in Facebook. You know, if you're not on Facebook, you can share the information with everyone and just ask them to go to takingroot.troybuilt.com, and that way they can log in and go ahead and vote, as I just did right now. We are just a little bit waning, a little bit behind in our votes. Currently, we have 463 votes, and I know that the Greenwood community can pull those numbers up for us daily.
Absolutely, Tony. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about when I first saw this was, I think it was it a couple of years ago, y'all got the, what was it, a $5,000 grant by getting everybody to vote to do the garden there behind the Veterans Center.
We did. We were also fortunate enough again to be one of five finalists again through the YMCA America online voting contest, and we won that contest.
That's right.
So I know the Greenwood community can help us win this one as well.
So, and that would be pretty huge, you know, to get $12,000, or how much dollars is it?
$12,000, and that will go all the way back into our community gardens throughout Greenwood County. And those are just such an integral part of some of our programs here at Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods.
Not only that, they should have self-interest because they could win between $100 and $300 prize, right?
Exactly. Troy Build also is, you know, every time you vote, your name and email address goes into the quote-unquote kitty, and they're actually giving away prizes to individuals who do vote online, anywhere from $100, $200, or $300. Plus, if someone from our Greenwood community does win that, they can give a donation, or Troy Built will give an additional donation back to Keep Greenwood County Beautiful.
Wow. So there's a personal incentive and there's group incentive.
Exactly. So we are just really super excited about this, but we need everyone's votes. I actually have some yard signs that you know, describe the program a little bit, that people can come by the Chamber of Commerce building where my office is located to help us promote it. I also have some buttons that I'm willing to give out to individuals, along with some flyers worth of information.
Well, that this is big dollars, folks, and all you got to do is go to Facebook, or like you said, if you've got, maybe you have a grandchild or a daughter or something that's on Facebook, or son or whatever, get them to vote, and then just remind them daily to vote for you.
Exactly, and it's got to be done every day.
Every day. So you need to just set yourself a reminder on your telephone or on your computer.
I remember when we had the our first Facebook contest that we were very successful with, I think I might have lost a few Facebook friends because I was really hitting them hard, reminding them to vote.
Well, Tony, you've always been about upfront about trying to do what's best for healthy neighborhoods.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I am very fortunate to be in a position where I work with lots and lots of volunteers that stand with me, And I've got a wonderful board of directors for both Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods and Keep Greenwood County Beautiful that keep pushing us forward.
Yeah, so I know that takingroot.troybuilt.com is where you want to go. You do have to log into Facebook, like she says, but if you're not on Facebook, you know somebody that's on Facebook.
Exactly. Everyone knows someone who's on Facebook. And there's also ways you can tweet the information out as well, and I'm happy to provide that to any of your listeners. If anybody wants to give me a call back to ask me further information, the office telephone number is 864-941-3370.
All right. Well, listen, Tony, you've got a lot going on. And, you know, what stages as far as the gardening? I mean, have they all been planted or where are they at as far as that?
Now, some of them have been planted. We've got, I know the Bowers Rogers Children's Garden has been planted. I know that up at Little River, they've already started planting for this year. Our weather this year has just been a little bit on the iffy side. So I know some of our gardens are, you know, following that age-old rule, you know, don't plant till after Easter.
Well, that could be a good thing. After a while, we've just been through with the weather being down in the 30s.
Yeah, you know, yeah. With those freeze warnings, the tender plants that are coming up, you know, really need a little bit more time for, you know, things to warm up. One thing about plants, if we have 2 seconds, if you all remember, back in November, we had a groundbreaking ceremony for the Genesis Academy Greenhouse.
Right.
We were able to keep Greenwood County beautiful and healthy Greenwood neighborhoods. We have been actually able to receive enough grant funds to build a fully operational greenhouse at the Genesis Academy.
Wow.
That greenhouse grand opening will be at 11:30 a.m. on April the 30th.
Okay.
And we invite everyone to come out and take a look at that greenhouse. We are very, very excited to go ahead and get that project rolling. We faced numerous challenges to get that project up and going, and it has actually come to fruition now with our grand opening on Wednesday, April the 30th at 11:30.
That's terrific, Tony. That is very, very terrific. So, again, we've got the Shred and E-Waste event a week from this Saturday on April 26th in the Lowe's parking lot from 8 to 1. Gather up. Go through your closets. I guess that's why you do it in the spring, because it's called spring cleaning, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is. And we do also, you know, we do not have a limit about the amount of personal documents that you can bring to the event. We actually take things from businesses as well. You know, we just want to be able to give them, the Greenwood community, the opportunity to clean out their closets, clean out their desks, clean out their filing cabinets. You know, we just had tax day, and so I'm sure a lot of people have some very sensitive information from previous tax years that they're able to glean through and get rid of now.
Absolutely. And then don't forget to vote at the visit, takingroot.troybuilt.com.
Yes, ma'am. And I really hope by time your show is over with this morning that I see those votes go up.
All right. Well, I hope so too, Tony. Thanks so much for calling us this morning. Good job out there.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Ann. We always appreciate your support.
Yes, ma'am. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.